Israel Shahak draws somber and sobering parallels between events in Nazi Germany in the 1930s and what is happening within Israel today. In Nazi Germany, Jews were treated as subhumans, as things to be manipulated, to be abused, to be humiliated, to be destroyed. And Hitler's first goal was to make life so miserable that Jews would leave Germany. He wanted the Jews simply to pack out and leave Europe. There was no thought in those early years of destroying the Jews in the death camps. The final solution did not come until years later. And today, in many ugly, terrible ways, the leaders of Israel are saying of the Palestinians, they must go, they must get out, just like the Nazi message to the Jews in Europe, you must go, you must get out. Indeed, they must go is the title of a book, a very candid book written by Israel's candid but popular rabbi politician Meir Kahane. And Kahane is not the only one who harbors these terrible thoughts that the Palestinians must pack up and go. They must go is the unspoken solution of the Israelis to the Palestinian problem. And it's a solution that is accepted and supported by many Israelis and many Israeli politicians, not just Rabbi Meir Kahane. Israel's goal is clearly to make life so miserable that Palestinians will leave the occupied territory. To their Israeli masters, Palestinians are not people. They are subjects. They are not human beings. They are not children of God. They are things. Israel is engaged in a giant, awful squeeze play on the Palestinians, a pincer movement against them. The Palestinians are relentlessly being forced into ever smaller areas of land with ever reduced amounts of water on which to survive. Opportunities for education, for health care, for telephone service are often interrupted and on an unpredictable schedule. Take water. Israel speaks of the theft of water. Cruel, ugly, frightening. Let me explain. The Palestinians in the West Bank of the occupied territory get only a meager amount of water per person. 17% of the available water is allocated to the Palestinians in the West Bank. The rest is diverted to the Jewish settlers who occupy ever-growing portions of the West Bank. A Jewish settler in the West Bank gets 12 times as much water as a Palestinian in that same area. In enormous Palestinian-held areas could be irrigated, but the areas lie barren because Israel refuses to permit irrigation. Only when land is taken for Jewish settlements is irrigation permitted. In Gaza, the situation is much worse. Palestinian food production is systematically dried up and destroyed, while that of the Jewish settlers in the Gaza is flourishing. Listen to this terrible fact. 40% of Gaza is reserved for a mere 2,500 Jewish settlers, while another 40% must be divided among 700,000 people. That means that the Jewish settlers in Gaza have 280 times as much land on which to survive as do the Palestinians. Israel Shahak explains in one of his translations from the Hebrew Press just how this is done. And I quote from Israel Shahak. By their efficient deep drilling, the Israeli settlements caused the seawater, the salt seawater, to enter the underground reservoirs tapped by the Palestinians, while their own deeper wells are not affected. How would you like that? In other words, the Israelis cleverly pollute Palestinians' scarce supply of water without hurting their own. Listen again to Israel Shahak. And I quote again, since Palestinians are strictly prohibited from deep drilling or indeed from digging new wells on their land, the result is that the seawater seeps into their existing wells. Nor can Palestinians improve the pumping of the water that they need. Even sales of spare parts for pumps, for old pumps, are rigorously controlled. As an American, I hang my head in shame to recount this fact because I know that America is the pipeline without which Israel could not survive and could not inflict this punishment upon those poor people in Gaza and the West Bank. Israel Shahak says torture of Palestinians comes in many forms. Listen again to the words of Israel Shahak. Torture by humiliation. Palestinians, including the elderly, he writes, are frequently ordered to attend the office of the military governor for hours and even days. They are required to stand all that time, patiently and quietly. Even the elderly must politely ask permission of a young Israeli official in order to have the right to go to the toilet. The aim is to reduce all Palestinians without distinction. Here I'm reading again from Israel Shahak. These are not my words. The aim is to reduce all Palestinians without distinction to the level of small children, completely dependent upon higher authority, and to put every Israeli on the higher level. It is also legal, he continues to write, to close all clinics, all medical services in a town, to cut off electricity for hours and days, to cut off telephone service for hours and days. As an American, I hang my head in shame to have to recount these facts to you because I know that the U.S. government is the lifeline to Israel, without which Israel could not inflict these dreadful policies upon these people. And in today's Israel is another echo of the dreadful Nazi past. Book burning. Yes, book burning. Can you imagine that? In this day and age, book burning. Listen again to Israel Shahak, and these are his words. Israeli soldiers are burning books. Yes, book burning is now in vogue. Soldiers enter a Palestinian library, whether it be in a home or in a public place. They gather up all the books. They put them in a pile outside and set them on fire. They must, they say, destroy books that incite uprising. Well, because they cannot read Arabic, they say, they must burn all books just to make sure that the evil ones are destroyed. And as you know so well, schools and universities are being closed on a haphazard, often permanent basis in the West Bank and Gaza. Another powerful instrument to make life unbearable for Palestinians. Torture goes far beyond simply everyday humiliation, though.